You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Cindy Carter. Cindy is an intuitive, energy healer, artist, and spirit consultant who brings the consciousness of Kuan Yin and divine angelics through sound, vibration, and transmission. Cindy has been working since 2007 after experiencing a complete awakening to her divine truth. Through her tireless service, she has been gifted the codes of immortality, resurrection, and ascension. In 2011, she began bringing this information to the collective consciousness to uplift humanity, and her dispensations of wisdom from Selene and the Ancient One have been published by popular social media blog sites, blogs around the internet, as well as the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Cindy now offers spiritual consultations and holographic energy sessions from her home base in the mountains near Asheville, North Carolina. She can be contacted through her website, which is www.knowingdo.com, and that's listed in the bio, so you can find that after the show, too. So let's welcome her to the show now. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great, Lance. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to see 2016 departing and soon to be in the rearview mirror. But other than that, I'm fine.
It was one ride, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, and I have a feeling it's not over yet.
No.
It's kind of like the roller coaster. I think it's just kind of reached the top of the, you know, the tail thing, and it's just about to go over again.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're on the downhill of a lot of this, you know, stuff, but it was one heck of a year, and it shook everybody, you know, to the core, and it's going to continue to do that for a little while. But, you know, this is how a universe awakens an Earth, you know, and so we just have to, you know, be able to weather the storm in the best way possible. And it's kind of an electrical storm for everyone.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So that's what I've been, you know, learning for several years, is how to weather the storm and not to get pummeled by this universe and get pummeled by you know, the Archon streams or situations or whatever's happening with you.
Oh, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wasn't sure, you know, what you were aware of. And but yes, that is one of the trickiest things to navigate, is the Archontic presence.
Yes. I've been actively working with that for probably the last, well, maybe 6 or 7 years.
Oh.
So I have been doing what I was calling angelic heralding, which was bringing higher energies into the Earth through the Archon streams to, you know, change the structure.
Oh.
So I was intuitively doing that kind of work for several years before I even knew what it was. You know, it's it's an alchemic process, you know, the same process that the human body is going through.
Oh, interesting.
And so I could see it on the same level as the body. I could see it as a universal structure.
Hmm.
So the same cellular information that I woke up with applies to the universal structure. So I see how an Earth ascends, and I see how the body ascends.
Well, it does seem that they would be similar in the, you know, that everything has its correlation, as above, so below.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. And we're becoming a crystalline structure, and so is the Earth.
Now, you know? This goes beyond just the solar system, right? I mean, this is...
Oh, yes. We go into the cosmic fields, you know,
right.
after the galactic fields, you end up in the cosmic fields. And that's a much different, resonance and vibration.
Uh-huh.
And understanding. It's beyond dimensional awareness. It's beyond, multi-dimensional awareness or consciousness. It actually moves into awareness.
Mm.
So there's a difference between consciousness and awareness.
And it seems that it would also be, as you said, it's beyond the galactic, which has so many different structured civilizations that have their own agendas that are older than we are.
Mm-hmm. And, every person on this earth is, walking with somewhat of an agenda based on their star lineage.
Right.
Not only just your genetic lineage from this lifetime or another lifetime, you have a star lineage. And, more and more people are being able to adapt to their origin. Because people are able to become what they truly are now. So you might see some shape shifting. You might see some people who are looking somewhat other than human. And it's because their star origin is now adapting more to the resonance of this higher frequency.
Well, now what happens?
Go ahead.
What happens to all the main controller, the parts that are part of the system of domination and control, which I've heard has to do with, the reptilian, gray, and artificial intelligence? There have been a lot of videos on people shifting into reptilian, but I'm not so sure that that's all of the story.
No, they're not the only civilization that can shapeshift, and frankly, there are a lot of benevolent beings that can shapeshift. And when a being becomes able to, through focus and intention, move into a higher resonance, even while in a human body, they can actually change the genetic structure of their being. So I have been able to witness on many occasions people shift into something other than what they were given.
Wow.
on the earth. And that can happen through deep inner work, like through hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed it that way. I've witnessed it in real high resonating frequency work with kind of sound vibrational healing. I've seen it just in everyday life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And we probably will be seeing more of that in 2017, wouldn't you think?
I think so. I mean, the more I look around, but I don't know what eyes I'm looking through a universal view of my life, and so it's a different view than so I'm not seeing malevolence in my way. I'm seeing benevolence, and so it's a choice on what to see and what not to see, and it's the perception of the being. It's really
right.
A choice. It becomes really a choice when you understand something so profound that you are divine because you hold a cellular piece that is part of what you might call a God or the great creator or the universe. And so if you hold a piece of that in each of your cells, which I've known that since I was a young child, that, when I've known that I was, part of God in my body. And so I didn't really have any spirituality growing up. I had no religion growing up. So when I woke up in 2007, it was a complete surprise, you know, to what was happening, because I had, I was living a completely different life.
Well, how did that come about, your awakening in 2007?
I was living one of those overachiever minivan mother lives. I served on several board of directors. I built a charter school. I owned several businesses. You know, I was partnered in several other businesses. And it just became, you know, giving to everyone and not to myself. So it became a part of energy depletion. I was in kind of a marriage that wasn't working anymore. I had young kids, and I had decided I was going to stay in this marriage no matter what. You know, right. And I was going to martyr myself and stay for the children.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, and I thought I was doing the best service for them, because they were the reason I was living, you know. And so I just, you know, slowly went in through my life, and all of a sudden I went from, you know, an athlete. That's what I grew up as, a child athlete. To a depleted person, and I could no longer hardly live or walk well, and my body hurt completely, and my mind hurt completely. So I was in a deep, dark depression on my 45th birthday. I went to sleep, you know, and I, you know, was born on April Fool's Day. So I went to sleep on April Fool's Day, and I woke up, and literally I had not one pain in my body. I had not one bit of remorse, not one bit of grief, not one bit of pain, not one bit of depression.
Huh.
Every condition that I thought I had was gone. And I was changed that day. And I only sought happiness after that day. So I, in the best interest of myself and the best interest of my children and the best interest of my now ex-husband, I divorced. I closed businesses, and I went on my way into the unknown. And I was gifted that day with, you know, information that I had no idea. I didn't take science in college, and I was getting science every night. And I was getting geometry, and I was getting a lot of information about the genetic structure of the body.
Oh.
And then, so I didn't really know what much of that was. So I started seeking a little bit of information. Just, I think I remember way back when going on Blog Talk Radio and just listening to hear if I heard anything. But what had happened to me was people started coming to me, beings on the earth started coming to me to teach me what was going on. And I didn't ask for them. They just showed up in my life. Oh, so I had never heard of a shaman in my life, because I was not living that life. And one showed up. And she ended up teaching me everything about the life in nature, and how to resonate with the earth, and how to honor all beings, and to take signs and cues from wildlife and from nature, and to see interdimensionally, and to be able to communicate with a whole forest.
Wow.
And so this was a pretty intense teaching, and it was right here 40 minutes from my house. So I would leave. I was in real estate at the time, selling real estate. I would leave my office and put on my hiking clothes and run to the mountains.
Oh, geez.
I did this for 3.5 years.
Wow.
And so then wild things started happening to me. People started showing up to show me what I was learning. And then I started channeling the information straight from what I thought was a higher collective of beings.
Uh-huh.
At the time, that's what I thought, that they were just a collective of beings that I called the Ancient One. And I could hear this voice so clearly that it just came out of my mouth. So, you know, there are lots of YouTubes and whatnot about the, you know, the ancient one. And so I ended up bringing information that I thought was for another person. You know, my then boyfriend, I thought this information was for him. So, you know, of course I'm like, oh, here, look, this, I've got this information for you. And he, you know, he took the information and he said, well, it really did fit him too. But it was really for me. It was my guide to how to ascend in a body. It was exactly what I needed to do to let go of ideas and beliefs, how to cleanse the mind and cleanse the body and the soul, how to see through much larger eyes, and how not to become the victim. And, you know, it was a complete teaching for quite a while until I really saw that, you know, 7 years later, that this was completely about epigenetics, which I didn't even know at the time there was what that was. But it's about epigenetics, and it's also about the cellular ascension of the body and the immortality codes that, you know, I was a targeted individual for many years because of this information. And so I have a pretty healthy knowledge of the three-letter agencies and their minions. So... at a pretty high level. So this is, you know, this is important work for a humanity to ascend and to understand that they are truly divine. And until people realize, you know, that they are divine, then they will continue to see through the eyes of a victim. Because
well, there's
divinity.
So much, you know, there's been so much disinformation from those very agencies. And from the mind control apparatus to discount the New Age movement and the ascension process and so on and so forth. So now a lot of people have become jaded or, shall we say, not as open-minded about what we're talking about now because of all of the negative press, let's just say. You know, this information that's been put out there to keep us from, you know, finding the information that we need to have.
That's partly true. You know, I feel like there are ways that they utilize to put overlays over the truest of information. And the overlays then become what people become fixated at, but it's really not the truth. It's a deeper truth. So it keeps them far away from the absolute truth. So I was taught, you know, by a time traveler, how this all worked. And so I was seeing the eyes through the future.
Well, now tell us, now that you mentioned it, how does it all work?
Well, through the eyes of you have to decide whose eyes you're looking through. You know, I could see through his eyes to a game that was put on by, you know, an outside structure, say a reptilian nature, onto a humanity. Well, you know, that is a vibrational resonance based on a consciousness of a humanity. And the consciousness has been kept at a low rate through manipulation for many, many years. But now we are under a new sensibility through the new acquisition of our DNA. Our DNA has evolved now beyond the mind control. Not that everyone has the ability at this point, but they all hold this gift. And when people become aware of the superconscious nature of their being and how they can activate DNA in their bodies to become at a resonance that's not affected by the general matrix. And when that happens, this person is, you know, a sovereign being on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a completely grounded being within their own auric field, within their own electrical field. And so I'm not seeking outward from my field.
Mm-hmm.
So things don't trigger me
mm-hmm.
from the field. So I was able to do demonic depossession for many years.
Wow.
Because I don't have tentacles outside of my field.
Right.
I have cleaned the vessel, and I have, you know, created a, the body, created the body that can withstand its own pressure and its own encapsulated choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like sovereignty in a body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what is happening with the healing now, that I'm able to kind of bring that same energy to a person on the table. And they can feel that same sovereignty. It's a little hard to explain. But
well, you're doing a good job.
We understand that we have seven bodies. You know, right now we have more than that, but, you know, seven bodies. And they would be your etheric body, your physical body, your emotional body. Those bodies are all part of you. And say one of the bodies, the physical body, gets traumatized, you know, break an arm.
Mm.
Well, that pain, you know, then affects another body and another body and another body, because they're all wrapped around you like a cocoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way the energy fields work in the body. And so they're each one are kind of overlaid each other. So when people are walking around with pain, you know, I can see the wonkiness of their aura.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can see, you know, light coming out of a certain side of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can see the rings around their body all jumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is discordant energy. And that's why we get electrically charged. That's why we can't stand next to a demon and hold them in compassion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't, fathom a reptilian actually making a choice of benevolence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're triggered in the mind or the body or the emotional field or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if we rein in our own energy and we house it within our own electrical panel and say, you know, what would be the electrical panel source of energy? It would be the higher self. And so say the higher self is the one in charge of all the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You and the higher self, you know, you're emerging of the higher self and your current self. And so once you do that, you're actually seeing through the highest eyes of yourself, the highest aspect of your being.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of witness your life and yourself in a totally different way when you have a universal sight.
It sounds like it's similar to having an observer, an impartial observer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anyone has ever been able to, you know, kind of leave the situation while in the situation,
mm-hmm.
and observe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the first time that ever happened. Usually I would have gotten triggered by something someone would have said to me in this same instance, but yet I was going, wow, this person is in complete pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, I can't even believe that I even said that, you know, right now. And then you're thinking, well, who is talking to who here?
Right.
You know, who is viewing what? And so, you know, then what I had to decide, who is viewing what and who is assimilating the information? So I have the ability to see timelines, you know, people's timelines and where they might have a pivot point or a pivot place in their timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's either through talking with them or through energy work, I can see the pivot place. And so during the timeline look or view, you can actually, you know, change the timeline so that it's more advantageous to the upward mobility. So when you have the view of the higher self and you can view you from the higher self, you actually see the timeline from the past, and then you see the timeline from the present, and then you see the timeline for the future, and you see that all simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. And when you do that on a, you know, moment by moment basis, you see life in a totally different way. You know,
You don't see
the person who is you know, totally pissed off at you for something you did not do, and you're not getting triggered and upset by it because you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you had, you don't have to get triggered by it.
Right. It may not even be part of your timeline.
Absolutely. And it may have been gifted to you, you know, through some other means.
Right.
You know, and if it was, then it's your choice now that it is yours to make a decision about it. Now that it was gifted to you and it is yours, you have to own it to be able to get rid of it. You know,
right?
And that's the one. And that's the one part nobody really wants to do.
Yeah, right. I was just thinking that myself.
It's way easier just to do the spiritual bypass and just gift it to someone else, but. You know, you really do have to own, you know, the ugliness of our lives.
Right.
And
right.
You have to own, you know, the pettiness of our lives, the malevolence of our lives, the lives you have led, you know, that were not so rosy. The lives that you've led were, you know, really not so beneficial to life.
Right.
You know, we've all lived so many lives. Beneficial and not. And so we have to own every one of them. And these are important lessons that I learned several years ago, that all that any former life of ours really wants is compassion and understanding. So even the ugliest portion of that you might have been before can then be accepted with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And if once you can do that for yourself, then it's very easy to do that for others, no matter how they act. Some, it takes a little longer, of course. We're still human.
Right.
But I don't know.
It reduces the need for judgment and anything that is segregating things into some kind of hierarchy.
Yeah. Because we're not here to do that.
Right.
You know, we're not here to even decide why it happened or, you know, who it happened from. We just don't need to know all of that anymore. To remove trauma from the body or from the mind, we no longer need to sit and talk about it for hours on end. You know, we don't need to pour over our hurts.
Right.
And because you actually reactivate those.
Right, right.
You know, in the body, and then you have more to remove.
Right.
You know?
You're compounding. It's like compound interest at the bank.
Yeah. You know, I've had friends tell me about work that they, you know, were doing with others or on themselves, and it was, you know, inner child work or something,
oh,
and
yeah.
It was excruciating. Just excruciating. And I've done several bouts of that myself, and it was excruciating, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's no need now to do that, because the mental body doesn't have to be the one in charge of the removal. And, you know, once we allow the higher self to come in and the bodies to align, and when the bodies are lined up and the energy centers are totally lined up, the body just heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it decides what to remove and what not. And then the mental body can decide how active a role it wants to take in its own healing, because it has to come into alignment with what the higher self wants. And if it doesn't, it becomes quite uncomfortable.
It's usually the most opinionated of them all, it seems.
Sure is.
Yeah, it wants to take up the most space, and I think it's the slowest body, isn't it?
Yeah. So what I do with those bodies is I have a board room, and I allow the seven most benevolent, most gracious, and most wisdom-filled beings to enter the boardroom.
Mm.
And those are the only ones that I will take any advice from. And these would have been beings that I would have been before in other lives, or I would have been in simultaneous lives. You know, we can have those. And we can also have these future lives. So the beings at that table are the most benevolent of that crowd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones get sent out of the room. And, you know, the boardroom is where all the heavy decisions are made. All the choices are made. It's a unified voice. So, you know, you are sitting at the head of the table with the higher self, and you make the decisions and together. And you have a unified voice for your complete being. Now, this is not like the emotional body making a victim-filled choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like the mental body making a choice based in fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is those two, you know, beings at the table get to talk about their fear. And they can say, you know, no, I'm fearful, but the others get to reassure them. Your future self is at the table, is saying, you know, calm down. Why are you so fearful? Do you not understand that through faith in the universe, I am here with you from the future? This is about simultaneous lives. This is about multidimensional presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what vision we have to hold for ourselves, because you are that. You're multidimensional in your nature and in your vibration. So not only do you have a mental vibration, you have an emotional vibration, you have an etheric vibration. So let's bring all those together into one unified vibration. And this is where a being can activate super consciousness if they choose. This is where beings can levitate. They can, you know, leave their bodies. They can come back.
Mm-hmm.
They can instantly heal. You know, I had an instant healing in 2007. And that's why I was studied. Because it was like resurrection in the body.
Mm.
So it is possible on the brink of death or during death to resurrect a body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who feel that they're going to be that they're going to take their bodies with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to drop the body, and that the need for death is no longer necessary.
Well, yes, and you know, the way we have seen death is not necessary, because we've been going through that recycling bin, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Frankly, I don't know about you, Lance, but I'm not coming back through that recycling bin again.
No. I mean, the tunnel of light, and then the life review, and then, oh, well, you better go back and help some more.
Yeah, so and let's go ahead and do the repetitive pattern that we're going to put inside your cellular body that you will think is yours, but we'll have gifted it to you from many generations ago. You know, that's what epigenetics is.
Huh.
And, you know, knowing that your mother's mother's mother might have held a trauma, say an emotional trauma, well, that puts a cellular marker on your body.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you're walking around with how many relatives worth of trauma? So we're talking about not just a genetic line, a genetic history of earthly presences. Well, how many other lives have you led on other planets? So you might be walking around with some really weird stuff.
Right.
More than likely you are.
Right.
So it's one in the way it's removed from the body is just the understanding that it was not yours to begin with. And then that allows you the ability to make a choice to own it, to so you can get rid of it.
Right.
And so once you know that this anomaly that spills over into your life as, say, emotional trauma, into, say, fear around dogs, whatever it might be.
Mm.
Well, it might have come from many, 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 many lives ago from another relative.
Mm-hmm.
And so you choose that this is not yours. In deep, you know, thought, contemplation, it's actually, you know, when someone makes a feeling choice, mm-hmm. you know, where you feel it in the body,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're actually changing the cellular body. So if you make the feeling choice that it's not yours and remove it. And if it can't be done that way, then, you know, you have to come see someone like me. And you don't even have to come to me. You just, you know, lay on your bed and I work etherically. So.
And that can be done through time and space.
Yes, it's actually done through no time and no space.
Right. Because there isn't anything like time.
Yeah, so somehow I am able to, through intense focus and through my pretty keen imagination, I can see your body in front of me.
Hmm.
And I feel the body in front of me. The aura around the body is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel the energy field of the body. And I can feel where the head is and where the feet are. Mm-hmm. And when I pass my hands over the body, I can feel dark crystals or darkness in the body, which might actually be a physical anomaly, you know. So yesterday I had a session with a man and I said, I don't know why my finger is, you know, really deep inside this area right here on your stomach. And he said, that's the knot in my stomach I have for my mother that I've had for 15 years. And so we just gently, with breath, allowed that to rise. And once the body is opened in a way that is proper, then I can actually use the holographic fields to lift energy away from the body. But I was gifted this information in a very unusual way. And I had a lot of information myself, but I really didn't know how to put it all together. And I just really was not going to use my hands on anyone or do healings with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I did not. And because I wasn't shown what to do in a proper manner. I was given Reiki symbols once, but I just really didn't quite get it. You know, I only see energy, so I just didn't see it, see the need for it. So I later waited, but I wrote in my journal this spring, I wrote, please, universe, bring me a master alchemist that can match my energy. And, you know, I meant in a body, you know, a person
right,
in a body,
right.
not an ascended master, not all the ones that keep coming to me. You know, I need to learn from somebody in a body, and they need to see my stuff. And what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 7 days later, a little Chinese woman showed up here in the little mountain town I'm in outside of Asheville. And she was here for a book talk, and she's from Canada, and her name is Jenna Van Vliet. And she's the channel for Kuan Yin.
Oh.
And she has been known as Shi Yin, and she has many books written. Kuan Yin Speaks is one of her books. And I did not know of her, and I did not know of Kuan Yin. And so I got this phone call from the inn next door, and they said, oh, my friends called and said, would you like to come over and listen to this lady, Jenna. She's going to give us an information talk about her book. And I said, well, sure. So I came over and I looked at her and I went, oh, wait a minute. Something's going on. And this happens to me a lot. You know, I'm taken places by the universe, and I could just tell, okay, I'm being worked with here. And I waited for her break and I walked over to her and I just introduced myself. And she said, oh, you know, we just looked at each other. We had a very keen awareness of each other. And I asked her later, are you the master alchemist? And she said, I am Shi Yin. The goddess of compassion sent me, Kuan Yin. She's the master alchemist of the universe. And this woman teaches. She was not talking anything about the true energy work that I'm learning from her. During that talk, she didn't speak of it. But I later learned that she is holding some of the highest information on this earth about how to master the electrical body.
Wow.
And how to master ascension in the body. And she's been gifted this information through ancient Chinese symbology, geometry, and alchemy. Through Kuan Yin.
Mm.
And so I was immediately sent to Toronto to work with her, and I came out with this protocol. And it's a procedure that opens the body in the most kind and loving way for any – I mean, I've been through some trauma removal. I've seen trauma removal. And it can be quite harrowing to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the kindest event, you know, kindly just breathing and allowing the energy around you to be plugged back into your own energy system.
Mm-hmm.
And it just changes you. It opens the field for energy you haven't felt in a long time. It allows the energies that are denser in the body to just float out of the body.
Mm.
And then you're in this state of just pure harmony. And it's kind of like maybe you'd been in a spa for a whole weekend, or, you know, you had been to, you know, a few massages and done something else. You're just in this complete harmony, but it's not just the body harmony.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mind and the soul and everything is in complete harmony. And so it's the high energy, and you bring in high frequencies. And when the person chooses to allow that, they can really do some really lasting healing on the table.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so that's what our friend Og experienced. Og Tellez.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love Og.
Yeah. I didn't know Og before I did a healing with him.
Oh.
He was just a Facebook friend I had made like a week earlier.
Huh.
And then he put a, you know, a little thing out that he wasn't feeling well and on his way to the hospital, and I offered to do something for him, and he took me up on the offer, and it was very profound for him. He is a one very aware person.
Oh, Oh, yes.
on so many dimensional levels that he got out of it. I couldn't believe what he got out of it, and he wrote an article on his blog about it, and it was just quite intricate what he was able to glean from one session.
Wow.
Yeah, he made life-lasting changes for his whole being.
Wow. Well, he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he sure has. And I've been through some similar things.
Oh.
And so, so I have an understanding of that. And so it's really an interesting thing to watch the transformation of some of these people. And so they really are making changes on the table. You know, this gives an opportunity in just an hour's time from someone who comes to me that might be suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Some lady last week told me that she had suicide codes in her head and that she had them since a child. So after 1 hour, she sat up and I said, "How do you feel?" And she said, "Like I don't want to die."
Huh.
And like she had life in her. And it's because of, you know, a couple of her bodies had decided to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing them back into harmony, the etheric field around the body, bringing them actually physically back into harmony, then there had to be the choice to live or die
right
then. And so she chose to live.
Wow.
So it's a very, very rewarding and quite humbling to be able to do this work and know that the universe is working with me so keenly that I'm being put in proper places and proper times for it all to just blossom. And if everyone would have that view of themselves, that everything that is happening to them in their life right now is proper, because you have a higher self and you have a future self that is looking out for you and has looked out for you. And don't you think that you didn't have some participation in the agreement on how your life would be and the players in it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that information and own that, you have no reason why you would believe that there is demise in each day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, unless you're watching the news.
Right, which I don't.
Which I don't,
Which it's all fake anyway.
Right.
and that's why this is such an exciting time, because so much is getting ready to come to light. So much of the darkness is getting ready to be exposed. It's exciting for me to watch. And I don't feel, you know, dread happening. And I feel that the power of goodness will take over. But we're in kind of a defrag mode.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have to defrag what's on the earth. You know, I'm sure you feel that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, in your own personal life, are you feeling defrag? I know I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's no longer useful is being swept away.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else has been like compartmentalized, pushed together. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yep.
And it is very potent. And we understand why it's happening. It's to rise your vibration. And it's to rise our awareness. And if you can continue to rise both of those things, then your truth will continue to push you in the proper direction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ask, you know, where are we going or how are we getting there?
You just know.
Yeah,
you just know. For yourself, at least.
Mm-hmm. If you've got those seven beings at the table, they know as a collective where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So each day you should know that you don't have to know where you're going, that you have faith in the universe and your mm-hmm. alignment with yourself, mm-hmm. your higher self, which you can call that your soul partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your soul partner and you have got this. And mm-hmm. if you have faith that your soul partner is, you know, aligned you perfectly and that you're reading them right and that you ask for their help, you'll be given it. I'm amazed every day because I didn't, you know, before I woke up, I didn't really believe in a universe. You know, I really didn't believe in any like outward thing that could help me. There was nothing, you know, on the earth that could really help me. I just had to help myself.
Right.
And so boy did that change when I realized that everything around me actually can help me and that the universe will actually gift back to me when I'm in alignment with what my higher self wants.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a multiple feedback loops.
Yeah. But from the highest, most benevolent aspect of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all any of us really want to be. You know, you want to be a brilliance. You want to be grace. You want to be beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we resist the natural flow of that? And the only reason we do that is when we forget that we're divine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So how would you live your life each day knowing you are divine?
Yeah.
That's how I live every day. So it's a much different way of seeing the world. That's why I don't see demise, and that's why I don't get triggered by a demon next to me. Because I am divine.
Right.
Well, and then, you know, your religious friends might say, oh, and God don't make no drunk. You know, God don't make no junk. That's what I've heard them say. You were going to say something, Lance. I'm sorry.
Well, there were a couple of questions I had, and one had to do with how to activate the DNA, because you spoke about that earlier, and mm-hmm. there was a big movement to do that a few years ago, and then the other one was what kinds of there are people that are talking about future events, major future events like. Oh, Planet X is one. I know Og talks about the, I forget what he calls it, but it's...
Nibiru?
Yes. Yeah, he Nibiru. Has a different... Mm-hmm. It's more like the awakening to what has actually been going on in the truth. And he has a certain word for it, and I wish I could remember the word, but it's... the unveiling, that's it, the unveiling.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that that's larger than Nibiru, and then who knows what else is cooking on the cosmic plates. Do we even need to think about that?
I personally don't think of any of that.
Okay.
And at one time I did. And one time I was heavily involved in knowing everything that the galactics did. And I got to the point of visiting many planets and understanding the structures. And I don't really go there anymore. It is not useful on a planet that's trying to vibrate at a higher resonance to be involved in galactic wars.
Right, right.
So, you know, understanding that we vibrate what we bring attention to, and we create what we bring attention to, and you become what it is you despise.
Right, right.
These are all universal laws.
Right.
And these universal laws are the creation of matter, and I'm not going to sit and worry or bring energy to a galactic presence that is living a dimensional life outside of the realm of the earth that is mutable.
Yeah.
All of it is mutable. And so if we understand that the consciousness stream of this earth and the higher information of the cosmic elements that are arriving here will activate the DNA through our own truth, and it doesn't have to be done by another. person.
Well,
it's being activated now without our, doing anything, because the cosmic, the Earth is in a totally different place in the universe, and the vibration is higher. And the body and the cells have to vibrate at a different rate. So the DNA actually gets activated by the vibration of the cells around it.
Well, that's kind of how I see it myself. And we've gotten down to the last 20 seconds of the show.
Oh, gosh. There's so much to say.
And it seems like we could go on for another hour, but we'll just have to have you come back.
I'll be glad to, Lance.
For another, show, and we'll continue talking about all this stuff, because I think this is really the most important thing we can talk about.
Yeah, and how you deal with your own life and is really the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Activate yourself and you activate a humanity.
Well, I just want to thank you for being on tonight and for sharing all this wisdom with us. And your site is knowingdough.com.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else that we need to mention before we sign off?
No, that's it. If somebody wants a session with me, they can just come and book online right on my website.
Wonderful. Well, you may be hearing from me, too.
Okay. That'd be great, Lance.
All right. Cindy, thanks so much for being on tonight. I really enjoyed you a lot.
Thanks so much, Lance. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Good night.